Today, scores of Americans are straining to prepare Thanksgiving dinner exactly the way that their mother or their grandmother did. But as essayist S. Pearl Sharp discovered, you can't cook that good old-fashioned meal unless you have those good old-fashioned ingredients to work with.
'Tis the season of pots and skillets. I still have one of my grandmother's large cast iron skillets. It's more than half a century old, and it weighs 5 pounds without any food in it. It is more than a skillet. It's my mother trusting me with some of the cooking tasks, slowly allowing me to grow into her shoes. My maternal grandmother Ethel, I called her Nana, taught me to cook by showing me, then refusing to show me a second time because you've seen me do this enough times, you should have been paying attention. Then, just before my tears of frustration would fall into the pie crust dough, she would, with pretended annoyance, show me again, and again, until I got it right. It is a memory of three women, three generations of women cooking together, and often cooking while singing in three-part harmony. Nana would season this cast iron skillet, a procedure as old as iron pots. It's done to prevent the skillet from rusting and to keep any metallic taste from getting into the food. You season or re-season cast iron with an unsalted fat, rubbing it in well, then placing the iron into a warm oven for about an hour or so. So when I take a shortcut and zap the skillet hurriedly with canola oil from the fridge and a paper towel, Nana is probably turning over in her grave. She used suet, nothing else. Lamb suet. Suet is the snow-white, very dry but rich fat that hugs the kidneys of a beef cow or a lamb. Of course, I didn't remember all of that when I was suddenly struck with the inspiration to reclaim the family kitchen traditions. I just ran out of the door in search of some lamb suet.
I'm looking for suet.
What is suet?
Lamb suet.
No, it's the fat.
It's the richest part of the fat that's in the lamb, and some people use it for puddings, but other people use it to season skillets.
Mm-hmm. You want me to ask them, do they have it?
I'm looking for suet.
So we don't have it.
Lamb, no. You know where I can get it?
No idea.
Okay, thank you.
As I look down at all the meats tucked precisely into foam trays and wrapped tight in plastic, I realize that the butcher shop, as I knew it, is an endangered species. Perhaps my Mexican, Cuban, El Salvadorian neighbors are more into the real thing. I head for the bodega on the corner.
Ernie, customer service, please.
Cordero, a gordo.
Mm-hmm.
The fat from the lamb?
No? I'm new here, so I don't know.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Gabriel, ¿tú conoces esta palabra? Suet. La gordura del cordero.
Suet?
Mm-hmm.
No sé.
Next, I try the old farmer's market, a Los Angeles landmark built more than 70 years ago. Maybe the old butcher shops are still there.
Sure. I am looking for suet.
Suet. We generally have kidney suet used around the holidays for Yorkshire pudding.
Actually, I use it for seasoning. My grandmother used to use it to season the skillets.
Yeah.
I'm in luck. Almost. Butcher Lou DeRosa at Maconda Meats wants to help, but...
You want lamb suet? We have beef suet. Can I get you lamb suet? I'm not sure if I can or not.
There are only two real butcher markets here, so Huntingdon Meats is my last chance.
We get two shipments on our lamb Wednesday and Thursday when we usually break our lamb. Would you like our card?
The following week, I return to the market. I'm so excited, I buy suet from both butchers.
Okay, let's see how close we are. That's about 2/3 of a pound. Is that a good amount for you? $2.98
is $2. Thank you so much.
I now have enough lamb suet to season every pot on my block. Can you freeze this stuff? On the way home, I fill with longing for the kitchen I grew up in. I long for the old kitchen smells, scents that signal care and patience. No beep of a microwave here. I remember my grandmother standing on her feet for long hours, kneading dough into homemade loaves of potato bread, or dozens of hand-shaped traditional hot cross buns in the spring, and in autumn, tediously chopping the fruits and nuts that would go into brandy-drenched fruitcakes. No one ever used a mix in my house, so my thoughts danced around squeezing lots of lemons for Nana for the made-from-scratch lemon pie filling. Ah, the divine fresh citrus smell. As I dip my fingers into the soft suet and work the fat into the curds of the old blackened skillet, I miss the season as it used to be, the traditions around cooking from scratch, the way the house filled up with the laughter of my uncles, who swore we were trying to get them intoxicated because there was a little brandy in the yams and some wine in the oyster dressing and the rum in the eggnog. Of course, we women pleaded our innocence. My family also had the tradition of having at least one person at the table during holiday meals who lived alone or had no family in town. This year, I am that person. What I once took for granted, distance and death and modernization, have taken away. So maybe my search for suet is not so much for the skillet, but really a homesickness for a busy kitchen where three generations of women sing in three-part harmony while they prepare for the season of food and company, light and beauty, and sharing a little extra love.
S. Pearl Sharp is an actor and documentary filmmaker living in Los Angeles.
Grandma Louise, Uncle Joe.